Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Do yourself a favor and repeat after me. No tax refund check, please. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I know, you might think I've taken leave of my senses. After all, a refund check makes you feel so good, like you've done something right, so right that you're being rewarded with this little windfall. Wrong, my friend. The reality is, if you get a tax refund check, you withheld too much money all last year and gave Uncle Sam a year-long interest-free loan. Keep your refund check rather than in a refund check. Do you know what I mean? You do it by adjusting your withholding. Withholding is the amount of federal income tax withheld from your paycheck during the year. Your goal is to get as reasonably close as possible to what that amount will be come tax day each year. Your financial papers hold all the information needed to figure out by how much you adjust. Look at what your withholding was. Write down what changes you're expecting in your life this year, and then have your financial planner run the numbers. Gary Ambrose, a certified financial planner with the New York-based Personal Capital Management, says, as your life changes, your deductions change, your income changes, and the tax codes change. So must your withholding. The very best time of year to determine by how much you should adjust your withholding is the weeks leading up to and right after tax day, because that's when your financial past and future meet, so to speak. So take advantage of the moment. If you're someone who's confused about deductions, exemptions, and how it all correlates, don't frustrate yourself. Go to a trusted financial planner or tax preparer. They look at what your withholding is currently, what changes you're expecting in life this year, and adjust accordingly. Don't be embarrassed by not being able to figure this out yourself. Tax codes aren't straightforward or easy. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.